U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack saying they've done well in implementing the 2014 farm law up to this point, ticking off a whole list of things that have been accomplished by his agency in the 6 months since the bill was signed into law by President Barack Obama. And his opening comments, he did not mention one thing they haven't done as of yet, as mandated in the 2014 law for the coming crop year, 2015 crop year, and that is APH, actual production history. He was asked about APH by a reporter very quickly in the Q&A process, saying once again that they're not going to be able to get around to it for this crop year because, well, they got better things to do.
This is a situation, as I explained to Chairman Lucas on a couple of occasions. The same people in the General Counsel's office, the same people in the Office of Budget Management, the same people in the Farm Service Agency offices are essentially involved in making decisions not just about this aspect of the safety net, but also about implementation of stacks, implementation of SCO, implementation of ARC, PLC, and some of the other steps that have already been taken. And as we explained to the chairman, we had a choice to make in terms of allocating assets and directing assets in terms of trying to get work done that was mandated by Congress to get it done within a certain period of time. We had to make a choice, and we did the best we could under the circumstances because we felt important to move forward on stacks, important to move forward on SCO, and very important to move forward on ARC and PLC. So it was a staffing issue.
Now, in talking with House Agriculture Committee staff, they say that in the bill, in the 2014 farm law, they provided extra IT resources to the agency if they needed them for this type of a situation up front. However, Mr. Vilsack saying still it's too hard when it comes to the amount of horsepower IT-wise it takes to get this done county by county.
The reason it's complex and the reason why it takes a lot of staff time is that it requires individual computations based on commodity and based on county. So each individual county that's engaged and involved in this, you have to make separate calculations. So it's very, very IT intense and very labor and staff intense. And so we indicated to the chairman that we would be in a position to obviously have this done for the 2000 crop year. With the understanding that we would work on this as quickly as we possibly could. As soon as we move forward on all of these other priority areas, we will certainly take a look at trying to do what we can. I don't know how feasible it is for an individual crop or an individual set of counties to be designated. I think you get into some issues in terms of, well, what if you have a multitude of producers in one county, but you've only got a handful of producers in the next county that may have been impacted by this? Is it fair? I mean, how do you basically draw the line? Those are decisions that have to be made if you're going to basically single out counties or commodities. We obviously want to work with the chairman. We understand how important it is to his producers, but it really is just a matter of if we'd done APH, then we wouldn't have been able to do stacks or SCO, and I suspect that the chairman would then be complaining about the fact we hadn't gotten stacks and SCO done. So it's really just about prioritization.
You may remember we talked to the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas, just a few days ago, and he said he continues to try to convince USDA that this should be on their radar, that this should be done for at least some producers in the southern Great Plains that have been hit hard by drought over the last few years. There's four or five states, he says, that you could target, and you could do a rollout in that regard on those more drought-impacted areas for this year. USDA, though, clearly does not have it on their radar at this particular time. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.